Today, Shir's Masechta Sota on Daf Mem Vav. We will begin five lines from the top of the Amud with the beginning of the Gemara right after the Mishnah. The Gemara is referring back to what the Mishnah said, that concerning the Egla Arufa, Ve'ein Hamum Paisal Ba, there is no psul of having a blemish. Ask the Gemara, V'yehei Mum Paisal Ba'egla Mikal V'chomer, why isn't there a Kal V'chomer from Paraduma to Egla Arufa, that a Mum should pasal an Egla Arufa? And the Kal V'chomer would go as follows. Uma pora she'ein hashan im poislas ba. By a pora duma, there is no upper limitation as to how old the pora has to be. So shanim do not pasal a pora, and yet mum poisel ba, as Rashi brings the pasuk, which says ein ba mum, that the pora duma cannot have a mum. It's an open pasuk, so mum pasels by a pora, and shanim does not pasel. So egla sheshanim poisleis ba, by an egla where shanim do pasel, as Rashi brings down, because the egla has to be 1 year old, and if it was over a year old, it is pasel. And Rashi brings down, how do we know this? We know this from a Gemara in Rosh Hashanah Daf Yud, where we learn it from the pasuk of egel v'keves b'nei shana, that they have to be each one within the first year. Actually, Rashi is quoting here the shita of Rabbi Elazar. The Chachamim disagree with this, and the Chachamim say that they have up till 2 years. The egla can be up till 2 years. But either way, either it's 1 year like Rabbi Elazar, or up to 2 years like the Chachamim, but above that, shanim pasul. So we have a Kal V'chomer. If by Poraduma there is no upper limit as far as shanim, shanim do not pasul, and yet mum does pasul, so egla rufa, where shanim pasul above 1 or 2 years old, depending on Rabbi Elazar or the Chachamim, ain't oidin, she ain't mum pasul. So certainly we should learn a Kal V'chomer from Poraduma that mum should pasul. The Gemara answers, Shani Hasam, we cannot learn a Kal V'chomer from Paraduma, because by Paraduma it says, the Amar Kra, Asher Ein Ba Mum. There is no Mum in it. So Rashi says, Ba is a Miyut. So we learn out, Ba Mum Paisel, Ve Mum Paisel, Be'egla, that a Mum Paisel is only by Paraduma, and it does not Paisel by the Egla Arufa. Ask the Gemara, Ela Miyata, if so, as Rashi explains, you're telling me now that wherever it says Bo, it's a Miyut. And even though you have a bona fide Kal V'chomer, you're not going to use that Kal V'chomer because of the Miyut of Bo. If so, Lo Yehu Shar Avodis Poislos Bo. So by Paraduma, other Avodos besides having a yoke upon itself, if it is caring, for example, other things, it should not pasul. Why? Because we have a ba at egla. We learn out that shar avodos pasul by a poraduma from egla through a Kal V'chomer. But now that you're telling me wherever it says ba, we are memayit, so it says ba concerning egla. The pasuk says asher loy ubad ba, asher loy moshcha ba oil. So, by Egla Rufa, any kind of avoda is usher, but it's only ba. How can you learn out Paraduma from Egla Rufa? Through a Kal V'chomer, you have a ba by Egla Rufa to tell you that Sharvot is possible only by Egla Rufa, not by Paraduma. Just like you learned out that Mum passes by Paraduma, not by Egla, because of the ba by Para, you have the same limud, ba by Egla. So why, Alama Amar Rabbi Yudah Marav, why did Rabbi Yudah say the name of Rav? He niach aleha udo shel sakin. Rashi explains the words udo means aguda. He put upon the Para Aduma a bundle of sacks, psula. That's already called an avoda by Egla Rufa, and it passels it. Even if this is concerning Paraduma. this is a psul by Paraduma, even if the Paraduma did not move it, it was not moishich the bundle of sacks, it will be a psul, because shara vodas, even though it's not a oil, it's not a yoke, it's not going to go plowing now with a yoke on its back, but rather it's just a bundle of sacks, that alone is enough to pasul. Ube egla, by egla roof, halacha is ad shetimshech, until it makes a meshicha. And we learn this out from the words of the pasuk. Because by egla roof, it says, asher loy ubad bo, asher loy moshcha bo oil. That there's a criteria that it has to be moshcha, it has to be moved, schlepped. However, by Poraduma, it says, Asher ein bamum, Asher loy Allah aleha oil. Even if the oil is just upon it, it's enough. And Rashi points out that the Gemara later will ask, since we learn out Poraduma from Egla Rufa through a Kal V'chomer, how could Poraduma be more chomer than Egla Rufa? If by Egla Rufa Shara Voidais, which means not only an oil, a yoke, but shar avodis, any other avodor, any other carrying of anything pasuls, but it's ad shetimshach, it has to move it. How could Paraduma, which is learnt from Egla Rufa by means of a Kal V'chomer, how could it be more chomer? And it will aser it even if it's just lying on it. With that, the Gemara will ask, and we'll see the teretz in the Gemara. But what the Gemara is trying to understand here is, just like you told me that mum doesn't pasul by egla, even though I have a kal v'chomer for paraduma, because I have by paraduma the word ba, so only the paraduma mum pasuls and not egla, so the same thing should be, that shar avodo should pasul only by egla, where it also has the word ba, asher loy ubad ba, and we should say that by paraduma, shar avodos do not pasul. Answers the Gemara, Shani Pardi, Alfina, Noilo, Me Egla, that by Paraduma I have, in fact, Exera Shava. I have the word oil, which is said by Paraduma, Sherloi, Ola, Ola, oil. I have the word oil by Egla Rufa, it says, Loi Moshcha, Ba oil. So since I have this Exera Shava, Paraduma from Egla, even though I have the Ba, which normally would be a Miyut, that Shara Avoid is possible only by Egla, not by Paraduma, since I have the Gzera Shava, I say that Shara Avoid is possible by Paraduma as well. Ask the Gemara, if you're coming onto Gzera Shava, Egla Nami, Te Say Oilo, Mi Para. Why don't I learn the Gzera Shava in reverse? I have Gzera Shava, and I should learn out that just like Paraduma, a mum passels through the Gzera Shava of oil, a mum should passel by Egla Rufa also. The Gemara says that can't be because of Amiyat Rechman Ba, because you just told me that by Paraduma there's a word Ba, and Ba is Mamayat only Paraduma and not Egla. So the Gemara says then the same logic applies to Shar Avodos, which we learn from Exera Shava, oil, Paraduma from Egla. The Egla Namiksim Ba, by Egla it also says Ba, and if so, why are Shar Avodos possible by Paraduma? It should only be possible by Egla. In spite of the Gzeir Shava, the Gemara answers, Hahume Boyale, Lemute Kachim. The Ba by Egla I will use to be Mayid Kachim, the Loipasul Ba Avoida. That if you do avoid it with Kachim, that will not pasul the Kachim for a Korban. So, therefore, I use the Ba for something else. Memela, I have the Gzeir Shava, and I can learn out Paraduma from Egla, that just like Shara Void is Pasul Egla Roof, it also Pasul's Paraduma. However, I cannot learn out Mum to Pasul by Egla by using the same Zereshava, because on that I say the word Ba by Paraduma will be Mamayit Mum by Egla Arufa. Now, why do I need the Ba to be Mamayit Kachim? Why would I have thought without the Ba that Kachim would be possible with Avoida? Because, continues the Gemara, Salkadat Chamina, Lacey, Bekal V'chomer Me'egla, I would have thought that we should use a Kal V'chomer from Egla Rufa. Uma Egla She'ein Mum Paisba. By Egla Rufa Mum doesn't possible, as we just learned before. And yet, Avoida Paisalsba. And yet, the Torah says that Asher Loi Ubad Ba, that Shar Avoid is possible. Kachim. Shem mum paisalsban. By kachim, where mum does pasul, ain a din shavoyda paisalsban. So certainly avoyda should pasul. If it pasuls by egla, certainly it should pasul by kachim. So that's why I need bo by egla to tell you no, that avoda only pasuls by egla and not by kachim. Ask the Gemara. Ikala mifrach. I can ask a question on that kavachimer. What do I need the bo to mayit? Avoda by kachim, because I would have thought it should be included by kachim because of a kal v'chaymer. Ikla mifrach, we have a question on the kal v'chaymer. Ma le'egla shekein shanim paisus ba. You know why by egla shar avoid is possible? Because also shanim pasul. It can't be older than a year, according to Rablozer, or older than 2 years, according to Chachamim. However, by kachim, normally shanim do not pasul. And if shanim don't pasul, then why would I think that avoda should pasul? So why do you need the bottom of mayit kachim? I wouldn't have a kal v'chaymer anyway to include kachim and avoda. So the Gemara says, "Atu kachim ileka to pasul v'shanim? Are all kachim the same? There's no kachim where you taka have to have it within a year." Rashi says, "Pesach," the top Rashi on the left hand column, "Are pesach v'chatas the chsiv bubnei shnasan." So we do have kachim, which are pasul. They have a upper limitation of how old the animal can be. So now I do have a good kal v'chaymer. If by egla rufa avoda pasuls, even though mum does not pasul, so by kachim where mum pasuls, kal v'chaymer that avoda should pasul, and you can't tell me there's no kal v'chaymer because by egla shonim pasul and shonim doesn't pasul by kachim, because shonim pasuls by kachim as well. So the Gemara says, ki itzrikra lahanech kachim de pasul bu shonim, since I have a chatas and a korban pesach where shonim also pasul, I will taki use the ba, the miut of ba, for a chattas and pesach, where I would have thought, based on the kal v'chaymer, that avoida should pasul, and that I need ba, that avoida doesn't pasul, not only by other kachim, it doesn't pasul by chattas and pesach as well. So it comes out, how do I know that kachim are not pasul with avoda? From the bo, which is written by Egla Rufa. Ask the Gemara, v'kachim lo pasul b'avodah mahacha nafka. Are you talking learning it out from bo? Mehasam nafka. Over there in the parsha of psulim of mumim, by korbonois, we learn out that avoda does not pasul, because the pasuk says that averas oy shover oy choritz oy yabelis oy gorov oy yalefis loy sakrivei l'Hashem, which means an averas, an animal that's blind, oy shover, it's broken, oy choritz, or it has a split eyelid, oy yabelis, it has a wart, oy gorov, it has an eruption from its skin which is dry, or oy yalefis, it has an eruption from wet skin. So the pasuk concludes, "Lo sakrivu eilu l'Hashem." All of these should not be sacrificed to Hashem. So I make a diuk, eila iatomakriv. There's a miyut here. Only these mumim are not roy for a korbanis. Avol atomakriv kachim should never be an avoda. But if the kachim, there was an avoda done with the kachim, you would be able to be makriv. So we have a different pasuk to teach us that avoda is not possible by kachim. More answers, itzrich. I need both psukim. Salkadatrim, and I would have thought, Hani milhechet avod ben avod is heter. When does avod not pasul by kachim? That's if you did an avod is heter. Avol avod is isser, but if you did an avod which is osser, as Rashi says, can go in Shabbos, oi, klein b'shor v'chamor, you plowed with a shor and a chamor together, so that's an avoidas isser. So I would have thought emelitzeru. I would have thought that perhaps there the kachim should become usser through an avoda, which is an isser dikavoda. Therefore, it comes to tell you that not only does avodas heter not pasul, but even avodas isser does not pasul as well. Tzricha, you need both limudim. You need ba, and you need eila, that only those mumim and not an avoda does not pasul. Afraid the Gemara, v'ha nami mehacha nafka. the Avodas Isra, I can also learn, I do also learn it from here, from the Parsha of Mumim. Because the Pasuk says, Umiyad ben Necher lo sakrivu eslechem eloikecha mikol eila. You should not be makriv all of these Mumim to a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Eila yato makriv, we make the diuk, there's a miyat, these you're not makriv. Avala to makriv, kachim shnevdim ben avoida. We learn how the kachim has an avoida done to them. You are allowed to be makriv. So I don't need ba again to be my kachim. I have two limudim in the parsha of mumim by kachim. One is the first eila and one is the second eila. The Gemara answers, itzrik, I still need a third pasuk. Sal kedarcha minahani miliecha David ben Kishahin Chulin. You know when Avoda doesn't pass by Kachim, when the Avoda was done before they were Niskadish to be brought as a Korban. Avol Ovid ben Kishahin Kachim, but if Avoda was done after they became Kachim, a Militzri, I would have thought that you would usher these animals for a Korban. Sricha, so you need another Pasuk for that. So it comes out, we have three Lemudim, we have Ba and Eila two times. One is to Mayir Avoda's Heter doesn't pass. Second, Avodas Isra doesn't pasul. And third, not only if it was done when it was chulin, but even if it was done after it became kachim, it also does not pasul. Gufa, we have learned before, Amar of Yudah Merav, Hiniyach Olea Uda Shal Sakin. If you put on top of the Por Aduma a bundle of sacks, Psula, even if it did not move the bundle of sacks, it's just lying on its back, it is pasul, it's considered an avoda, it's not a yoke, it's a shar avodos. Other avodas that were done, it is, it's holding it, carrying it on its back, it's pasul. Ube'egla, ad shetimshach. There the halach is, it's only pasul if it moves it. Meisve, on this halacha that Rav said, that there's a distinction between the avoda that's done on a por aduma, which is more chomer, that even if it didn't move it, if it's just lying on its back, that it's pasul, versus egla rufa, where it's only ad shetimshach. I'll ask you a kasha from the following brisa. The brisa says, the pasuk tells us oil by por aduma. It says asher loy ola oleha oil ainli ela oil. Only an oil I would have thought pasul shar avodas benayin. How do you know that other avodas pasul by a por aduma? Amra kavachomer. I have a kavachomer, and we've spoken about this kavachomer before. But here's the first time where the Gemara tells us what the kavachomer is. Uma egla shein mum pasul ba madach an egla where mum does not pasul, and yet shar avodas pasul ba other avodas pasul. So pora by por aduma shem mum pasul ba where a mum pasul ain edin shar avodas pasul ba. So certainly other avodas should pasul by a para aduma. Ve'in nafshecha loymer. And if you wish, if for some reason, as Rashi explains, you have a kasha, a pircha on the kavachomer, I have a different way of learning out that shar avodas is pasul by para aduma. I have a gzeira shava. Nemer kan oil, it says by para aduma oil. Ve'nemer lahalan oil, it says by egla rufa oil. Ma lahalan, just like by egla rufa, the pasuk says asher loy ubad ba, any kind of avoda, not only oil. Malon sharavod is paisles ba. Afkan sharavod is paisles. So sharavod is pasul by por aduma as well. So the Gemara comes out that you have either a kavachomer from egla rufa to por aduma to sharavod is pasul, or you have a gzeira shava. The Gemara asks, Mayim nafshecha loymer, what did you mean to say that if you wish, you could learn it not from a kavachomer as we normally would have learned it, but from a gzeira shava? What kasha do you have on the kavachomer that forces you to learn from a gzeira shava instead of learning the regular way from a kavachomer, as Rashi explains? V'chi teima ikla mifrach. I do have a kasha on the kavachomer. Ma leglish kein shanim pasul spa. You know why shar avod is pasul by egla rufa? Because shanim pasul, there's an upper limit of either being up to a year old or up to 2 years old. Inami kachim yechichu. I have another kasha. You're telling me that something that has a mum, like por aduma, so certainly shar avod is pasul. I know something that has a mum and shar avod is don't pasul. And what is that? What we learned before. Inami kachim yechichu. Shem mum pasul. Ben mum pasuls by kachim vein avoda pasulas. So it's not just because something has a psul of a mum doesn't mean it has a psul of shar avodas. So those are the kashas that we can ask on the kavachomer. ein avoidus paisa asbehen. So the Gemara says, on that we will say, Namer kan oil, v'namer lahalan oil, ma'alahan shar avodis afkan shar avodis. That, those are the questions on the Kavu Chaymer, and we have an alternative limud, which is the Gzeir Shava of oil, the pasul shar avodis by Poraduma. Ask the Gemara, now comes the Kashan Rav. What did on the third wide line of the Gemara? Amar Rabbeinu Amar Rav, that there's a chilek between Poraduma and Egla Rufa, that Poraduma is more chomer than Egla Rufa, that if you just place a udoshal sakin, a bundle of sacks on the back of a Poraduma, it passels, but on the back of an Egla Rufa, it won't passel unless it moves it, it's moishichet. So the Gemara asks, if your whole limit is Poraduma from Egla Rufa to teach you that Shar Avoid is passel, umimakim shebasa, look at the place that you're learning from. Ma lahalun achatimshach. Over there by Egla Rufa, the halach is only if it makes Mashicha. Avkan achatimshach. So here also by Poraduma, the halach should be achatimshach. As Rashi told us earlier in the Sugya, that the Gemara is going to ask this question. How can the thing that you're learning out be more chomer than you, the thing that you're learning from? So the Gemara answers, what Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav will have to answer is that Tanoihi. It's a machlokes Tanoim, the Ikka de Maisilo Megla, the Ikka de Maisilo Megufa de Por. Not everybody agrees that you learn out Poraduma from Egla Rufa. Ein Echanami, if you do learn out, according to the Tanoim who learn out Poraduma from Egla Rufa, then just like Egla Rufa, it's only an Isser if it's Moishechit, it has to pull it. So too by Poraduma, it'll only be an Avoda if it's on its back and it moves it. But if it doesn't move it, then it will not puzzle the Poraduma. That's if you learn out Poraduma from Egla Rufa. But there are those who learn out Poraduma from the parsha of Poraduma itself, that Shar Avodah is puzzle. If you're learning it from the parsha of Poraduma itself, there is no criterion of Meshicha. It doesn't say in the pasuk Asheloi Moshcha Boil, as it does say by Egla Rufa. Here it merely says Asheloi Allah Aleha Oil. So since it only says Asheloi Allah Aleha Oil by Poraduma, and I'm not learning out Poraduma from Egla Rufa, then it doesn't need Meshicha. The Sanya we learned in the Brisa. It says in the pasuk oil that it doesn't carry a yoke. Ein li ela oil. Shar Avodis Menayin. How do you know that Shar Avodis is possible by Poraduma? Talmud Loimer, Asher Loi Ola Oleha Oil Mikol Makom. That any burden, even not an oil, and Rashi explains, because if it meant specifically an oil, it should have said Asher Loi Ola Oil Oleha. It should have put the word oil first. It put the word oil last. Therefore, I learn out Asher Loi Ola Oleha. Why the pasuk didn't use the oil, we'll see in a moment. But what is usher, not just oil? Because it was only oil, it should have said, Asher loy ola oil aleha. Since it said, Asher loy ola aleha oil, so the stress is that there's nothing on it. Asher loy ola aleha, period. Oil mikol makom, anything. In kema talmud loymer oil. So if it's talking anything, why does the Torah turn around the next word and say oil, which would seem bedafka only oil? The answer is oil poisel bein b'shas avoida bein mishaloi b'shas avoida. Shar avoida same poiselis ela b'shas avoida. What does this mean? Shas avoida and loy b'shas avoida. So Rashi explains that shas avoida means that his intention was to make the animal work. He wasn't putting the yoke on the animal merely as a matter of convenience. He was holding the yoke. He was getting tired. Oh, there's an animal there. I'll put the yoke on the animal, but I don't want the animal really to carry it or to plow with it. It's just a matter of convenience for me. And shaloi b'shas avoid is convenience. B'shas avoid means I have the intention that it should carry or do a malacha. So by oil, the Gemara says, poisel bein b'shas avoda. Whether Itaka wanted to do an avoda of carrying or plowing, bein shaloi b'shas avoda. Or, I just want convenience. That's the special uniqueness of oil, that it's always usher. Shar avodais, if it has on its back, not an oil, but it has on its back a bundle of sacks, Ein poisles ela bishas avoida. Then your intention has to be when you put it down that it has to do work. Once your intention is that you want it to do work, by a para aduma, we learned, Rav said, he niach alea udo shal sakin on the para aduma, psula. It is possible. You're just putting it on, but you're putting it on for work. Then if you decide not to make it move, not to be maishach, just to lie there, but your intention originally was it should carry it or plow with it, and then even if you left it and it did nothing else but it's just on its back, that's already a psul. But if you merely put it on for convenience, it would not be psul. By oil, by a yoke, it's psul even if you only put it on for convenience. Ask the Gemara, Ve'ema, let us say by Pora, the following. Why don't I learn the pasuk like this? Asher loy olaleh klal. That's a klal, a general statement. And then it says specifically, oil, that's a prat, that's a specific injunction. And I have a rule, klalu prat, eim b'chlal olamash b'prat. If the Torah first puts a klal, and then it puts a special item, an itemized item, a prat, then I say that the whole klal, the general statement, is really only encompassing and including a prat alone. Oil in midiach v'niloy. If I learn with the halachas of klal u'prat, then we will learn out only an oil and nothing else. Why do I say that char avoid is du pasal? And how am I learning it now? Not from egla rufa, according to this Tana, but rather I'm learning it from the parsha of Paradum itself, but if I learn with the klom of klal uprat, I'll come out that only an oil. The Gemara answers, Asher ribuyahi, who? It says, Asher loy ola oil, so the Asher is a ribuy, and that includes everything else. So we see that there is a Tana who learns the Isser of Avoda by Paradum, and not from Engla Rufa, but Menea Beif itself. From the parsha of Pora Aduma itself. And that's why it's possible that Pora Aduma can have a chumra over Egla Rufa, that even if it's not Maishechet, it still will be Usher. That's the sheet of Rav. He will be going according to that Tana that learns out the Isser of Shara Avodas by Pora Aduma, not from Egla Rufa, but from the parsha of Pora Aduma itself. Vitanya Nami Gabi Egla Kagavdi. We learned a similar limud, like we just learned by Pora Aduma. We learned a similar limud by Egla Rufa itself. Oil, it says by Egla Rufa, Asher loy ubad bo, Asher loy mashcha bo oil. Ein li al oil, shar avoidus menayin. How do you know other avoidus? Tam aloy ma, Asher loy ubad bo. And the Mephorshim explain that this question and answer is really superfluous. It's pashut. There's no hava mina that only an oil by Egla Rufa, not shar avoidus, because the Torah says, Asher loy ubad bo, which means anything, any avoda. The Gemara only speaks out this question and answer to tell you the next part. Talmud loy mashalay ubud ba mikol makoim, any kind. And now it sets it up for the next question. Im kain, ma talmud loy mer oil. So if it's taka anything, which is obvious from the words of shalay ubud ba, why does the Torah later specify shalay mashcha the oil? So the answer is that oil, poisel, bein b'shas avoida, bein b'shloi b'shas avoida. Just like we had by Por Aduma. Oil, poisel, b'shas avoida, and shloi b'shas avoida. Shar avoidois, ein poisel, el b'shas avoida. But shar avoidois are only poisel if you want it for an avoda, and not if you want it for convenience. That's the chilek. That's why the Torah reiterated the word oil, to tell you that oil has a chumra over shar avoida. So it comes out according to this. Let's just finish the limit. Ve'eim ha'shaloi ubad b'klal and oil prat, klal prat, eim b'chal ma'ashe b'prat, the same like the Gemara said by Por Aduma. Maybe there's a klal prat working here, and then the only thing that would be usher is oil. Oil in miniach v'niloi, and the Gemara gives the same teretz. Asher ribuyehu, since it says in the pasuk, asher loy ubad b'klal, so asher is a ribuy. So it comes out according to this, that the shari surim are learned by Egla Rufa from the parsha itself. Shara avoy is learned by Por Aduma from the parsha itself. if each one is learned from its own parsha, now I can have a chumrah of Por Aduma over Egla Rufa, because by Por Aduma the Torah did not say Mashcha, whereas by Egla Rufa it put in an extra requirement of Mashcha, so I could say by Egla Rufa Shar Avod it's only possible with Mashicha, and by Por Aduma Shar Avod is possible even without Mashicha. Thus far, we have gone through various lamudim to learn out the halachas of Mum and Shar Avodas, both by Egla Rufa and Por Aduma. Now the Gemara goes into specific questions, Nageya, Egla Rufa. Omar Rav Avua, said Rav Avua, boy, minei Rabbi Yochanan. I asked the following question from Rabbi Yochanan. Meshichas oil bekama. When you told me that by Egla Rufa you have to be Moshech, how much do you have to be Moshech? What's called the Meshich? Amalei, kimalei oil. As long as an oil is. The Bnei Yeshiva out of Shiloh, what does that mean? Does that mean lo'orchai, the length of a yoke? Oil l'rachbe, does it mean the width of a yoke is sufficient for Mashicha? Amar lahu amu Rabban, and one of the Rabbanim there said, Rabbi Yaakov, Shmei's name was Rabbi Yaakov, l'dimifarsh l'minei Rabbi Yochanan. I heard the following answer in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, Mashicha's oil l'rachbe. When we speak about Mashicha's oil, we're speaking about the rochev, the width of the yoke. And how much is that? Tefach. Frey Gemara, what do you have to say in the roundabout way, the width of the yoke, which is a tefach, v'leim a tefach? Just speak out and say clearly it's a tefach. Hakam Hashemalan, Shiurid oil tefachavi, that the shear of a yoke is a tefach. Lamainaf gemina. What difference is there if the width of a normal yoke is a tefach or not? The Gemara answers the Mekkechum Emkar, as the Miri explains, that if somebody pays money to buy a yoke, and he didn't specify how wide the yoke should be, so a regular yoke is assumed to be a tefach, and therefore the mocher has to provide him with a yoke that is the width of a tefach. And if someone moves an egla rufa with a yoke on its back, it's moishich, it's for one tefach, that already passes the egla rufa for avodah. It apostles it, that's considered avoda in the egla roof, and it's possible to be used as an egla roof. Am Rabbi Yochanan ben Shaul ben Ma Amra Torah Hevi Egla ben Nachal. Why did Hakadosh Baruch Hu say to bring the egla roof into a nachal? And here we have a machlokas between Rashi and the Rambam. Rashi says that nachal Eson is the pshat, that it's a valley, and the ground of the nachal Eson, as we're going to see in a few lines, is hard as a rock, and nothing grows there. According to the Rambam, a Nachal is a river, and the Gemara is going to be discussing in a few lines the Nachal Eisen, referring to the banks of the river, which usually also it is very difficult to grow things on the soil of the banks of the river. Why, says Rabbi Yochanan ben Shaul, did the Torah tell us to bring the Egla Rufa into the valley, the hard rocky valley, or the banks of the river? Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu, Yavi Dover Shloas Aperis. Let an Egla Rufa that has not yet had any offspring, let it come. VR, if let it be decapitated, but Makam Shenoi Saperis, in a place where Paris are not made, where nothing grows, the Yechaperin, let that be a forgiveness. Ami Shaloi, he Nihu Lasoi Saperis. Someone who the murderer did not allow to make Paris. In other words, he wasn't able to make Paris. His life was cut short. Ask the Gemara, my Paris, what Paris are you saying that the person who got killed was denied by the murderer? Elam appear if you're speaking about that he was not able to have children, Elamiata, Azokin Vasaurus, an old man who can't have children anymore, or someone who is born that he is unable to have children, Asaurus, Hachinami Dolarfinan, if he was found murdered, we would not go through the Egla Arufa procedure. Avada we would. We don't find anywhere that we don't. Ella mitzvahs. You know what it means that he didn't do any payers, as Rashi tells us in Chumash. Ela toldos by Noach, by Yitzchak, the ikker toldos of tzaddikim are their mice and toivim. The ikker fruits that a person leaves in this world are his good deeds. And that would apply to a zaken, a soros, to anyone, that he, his life was cut short, he was not able to do more mitzvahs in this world, the kapora for that is the egla rufa, who didn't yet have any offspring, and he is decapitated in a place that does not have peris, as a kapora for the person who was killed, who wasn't allowed to have maisim toivim, which are his fruit. Umaridin Aysayal Nachal Eson, the Mishnah continued, we bring down the egla rufa to Nachal Eson. Eson, what does it mean? Kimashmoi, kosher. It's hard. And now the Gemara is going to learn out. How do we know that Eson means something hard? Tana Rabbanim, Minayin Eson Shu Kosher, Shanamar, as we turn to Daf Mem Vav Amud Beis, because Bilam Arusha said concerning Vayaris HaKeni, he saw the Keni and he said, your place of abode is strong, Eson, and put you have placed your nest in amongst a rock. So we see the strength that is mentioned here is a rock, as the expression goes, hard as a rock, and therefore when it says Nachal Eson, it means a hard, rocky valley. Va'omer, it also says, Shimu Horim Esriv Hashem. Listen, mountains, to the fight of Hashem. Vohesonim, and the strong ones, Mois Deoritz, who are the foundations of the earth. So, as Rashi points out, that we see the Horim are referred to later in the Pasuk as the Esonim. The Esonim, the strong ones, are the foundations of the earth. And so we see that Esonim, the strong ones, are Horim, and Horim have rocks in them. So we see that the strong ones are in reference to something that is as hard as a rock. Others learn this pasuk differently. Yoshan, how do you know that Asim means ancient, old earth, as Rashi explains, and not that they took earth from one place and brought it recently from that other place to here, but it has to be the original earth with which the world was created. Shenemar, Goy Esenu, referring to Klal Yisrael, they are an ancient people. Goy Me Oilamu, they are a people that are here right from the beginning. So just like Esen, a reference to Klal Yisrael, means that Klal Yisrael was here from the beginning of creation, so too this earth had to be here from the beginning of creation, and it can't be brought recently to the place where the Egla Rufa procedure took place. Continues the mission of Arf and I saw the Kupitz Me'achra. They took an axe and they chopped off the, they decapitated the Egla from the back. My time, why is it from the back? Gomer Arif Arif Mechatosoif. Just like by Chatosoif, Rashi says, it says, Mimul Arpa, you do it from the nape of the neck, the upper part of the neck in the back, so too the Egla Rufa is in the back. Even though the word Arifa, Arifa, the Gzeir Shava, we do not find that Lushan. Neither by the Chatosoif, where the Malika is done by the Koyan on the nape of the bird in the back, on the upper part of the neck, but we don't find Lashon Arifa, we find the word Mimul Orpoi, and by Egla Rufa also it says Va'orpu, it doesn't say Arifa, but the Shorish of both words is Arifa, and that is good enough to make Exerishav. Umekoyma Asrimul Israel Melavid, you're not allowed to plant or do any work in the place where the Egla Rufa took place. Tana Rabbanan, Asher lo ye aved, boy, v'lo yizareya. The Pasuk says that there's no work there and there's no planting. L'sha'avar divrei Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Yoshua. Rabbi Yoshua says that the Pasuk is referring that in the past this was not a place where work was done or anything was planted. Rabbi Yoinis Naimer Lahabo. The Pasuk means to say that there's an isser to go and plant or do any work in this place in the future. Says Rava, Rava Amar Lehabo Dekuli Amaloi Pligi. It's certain that any place where an Egla Rufa took place, that in that spot nothing should be planted or in the future or worked in the future, because veloyizareya, as Rashi explains, it doesn't say asher loyizareya. If it would say asher loyizareya, it could mean a place that nothing was planted in the past because of the word asher, but it doesn't say asher. It says loyizareya, so that means the future. So that there's certainly everybody, Rabbi Yoshe and Rabbi Yonis, armoida, it means in the future. The question is Rabbi Yonis incorrect that it also could mean labo? Is Rav is Rav Yoshia correct that it could also mean l'sha'avar? It certainly means l'habo. That's what Rava tells us. L'habo to kuliyami, because it says l'izareh, which means l'habo. Keep l'igil l'sha'avar. Rav Yoshia sa'avar mi'ksiv v'lo ye'ubad. It doesn't say lo ye'ubad, which would mean the future. Therefore, it says lo ye'avei, that which could mean the past. Rabbi Yonason says, no, miksiv asher loy nevad. If you really want to say something that means the past, you would use the word nevad. It doesn't say that either. So if it doesn't say nevad in the past, it does not mean the past, and it means only the future. Rabbi Yoshia, the Rabbi Yoshia says, I agree, I hear what you're saying, that loye yaved is not clearly a lushan of the past, but asher l'shaver mashma, since it says asher lo ye aved, asher already makes it into a past tense. For Rabbi Yonasan asher rebuyu, Rabbi Yonasan says that asher, as we're going to see in the Gemara soon, is marba that shar avoides are also to be done in this place, not only zriya but other things as well. That's what the asher is ma'isav, but it's not coming to be ma'isav asher l'shaver. So it comes out the machloikis between Rabbi Yoshe and Rabbi Yonasan is that everybody's mind, you can, once there is an egla rufa done in this place, in the future you cannot be zoreya or do avoida here. The machloikis is, do you have to find a place which was never worked on, where nothing ever was planted, or that's not necessary? That's the machloikis between Rabbi Yonasan and Rabbi Yoshe. Continues the Gemara to explain the next part of the Mishnah. Umutr l'sroik sham pishn. You're allowed to comb their flax. Ulenakar sham avonim, to make holes in the rocks there. Tana rabban and asher lo ye yoved boy v'lo yizareya ein li el izriya. Shar avodis minayin. How do I know that other avodis are also us? Or maybe it's only us to plant. Tama loy ma asher lo ye yoved boy mikol makam. Any kind of avodah, not only izriya. Im came out tama loy ma v'lo yizareya. So if so, why did the pasuk itself say Zriya, choose that? Loi malach to teach you. Ma Zriya miyuchedah shehi begufa shel karka. Af kol shehi begufa shel karka. You know what avoid is added? You from Asher lo ye'aved, we add other avoiders. But which ones has to be done with Zriya? Just like Zriya planting is in the goof of the karka, so too you're not allowed to do other avoiders which will be in the goof of the karka. You can't plow because that's in the karka itself. Yotza, what does this come to exclude? What is permitted? Which are avoda, srikas pishdan, which has nothing to do with the karka, just to comb flax there, or nikaravanim, which holes in the rocks, but has nothing to do with the ground, she'enam begufish of karka, that's mutter. Freyd more of aima, why didn't I say a klal prat, like we had an Amid Aleph, asher lo ye yavid boy is a klal, v'lo yizareya is a prat, klal prat, eima klal mashma prat, we have a rule, one of the yud gimel midrash atar nedreshes bo, that a klal, a general rule followed by a prat, by a specific, we say that the general rule only includes specific, and therefore I will learn out zriya in midiach v'ni loy, only zriya is also not another avoda. The answer is like we had on Amid Aleph, since it says asher lo yizareya, asher Ribuyu Asher is marba that other avodas are also aser. Then the pasuk said that the ziknei yirachs niyadein there in the place where the egla rufa took place, they washed their hands. Tana rabbanu v'chol ziknei yirahi akrev melachol. All the elders of the city that's close to the deceased, to the carcass, yirchatus yadeim alo egla rufa manachol. They wash their hands on the egla rufa benachol she'ain tamaloy mar harufa. The pasuk did not have to say harufa. If it just would have said they should wash their hands over the egla in the nachol, we would know that it's arufa. That's what the whole perek there is speaking about, the egla arufa. Uma tamaloy mar harufa. Why did it say the word arufa? To teach us al makam arufa so shall egla, that if this carcass was moved, of the egla arufa was moved to another spot, they are not allowed to wash there. They're only allowed to wash on the spot where the egla rufa took place. That's why it used again the word ha'arufa. And then the Mishnah continues, and then the Zakanim say, our hands did not shed this blood, we did not kill this person, and our eyes did not see, as the Gemara, v'chi ali beinu also, did we entertain a havamina in our hearts that Bezdin killed this person? Elo, what are the Zakanim saying? He did not come to us in the city, upatrinu, b'loy mizoynis, and we sent him off without any food to take with him on his journey. V'loyri'inu, and it's not a case where we saw him, v'hinachnuhu b'loy levaya, and we let him go without escorting him. There's a mitzvah of levaya, of accompanying him, because that could have caused his death. My Rosh Yeshiva, Rav Ruderman Zatzal, explained that when you walk a person out of his house, the minimum, as we'll see in the Gemara further, is Dalet Amis, and the person's going on a journey, by walking with him, you're giving Chashivas Adam, you're giving importance, he feels good that you are leaving your house to escort him, even though it's at the beginning of the journey. And that gives him a mood, a confidence that later on the trip, when he's faced with any kind of adversary, any kind of sakana, he will feel strong, of strong spirit to be able to overcome the difficulty that he is encountering. If you don't send him off with Levaya, then he will go out without feeling important, and he will not be able to muster the strength to take care of the problem which he faces on the trip. So that is how the Zikner here could have been a go-rein to cause his death, and that's what they're saying. It's not true. We gave him food, we accompanied him, we gave him the courage to face any danger on the way. Tanya, Rameir said, Kaifun Levaya, you force a person to escort another guest out of the house. Shishar Levaya Ein Lashir. The Levaya is a tremendous mitzvah. There's no shear to the reward that one receives for this mitzvah. Shenamar. Vayiru Hashaimrim. How do we know that there's no limit to how much reward you can get? Because it says concerning, in Sefer Shoftim, concerning in Shoftim Aleph Perek Chaf Vav, when Menashe and Ephraim were trying to capture the city of Beis Kael, the Shoftim, the guards, saw Ish Yitzmanir, a man going out of the city. They were trying to find the entrance way into the city to capture it. Vayoyim Ruloi, and they said to him, Harenu Nos Mavayir, please show us how do we enter the city. Vasinu Imcha Chesed, we will do great kindness with you. Ksiv Vayarim, he showed them Esmavayir, the entrance way. It wasn't an apparent to the passersby where the exact entranceway was. Umach has said, asking my, what kindness did they do with this man? Shekol Oysa, here the whole city, Horgul Fichar, they killed. Oysa, that person, Mishpachta, and his family, Shalchu, they sent him away free. And what did he do once he went free? So this we find a pasuk in Shoftim there. In Perik Aleph, the previous pasuk was pasuk Chav Hey, where he showed them the entrance of the city, and in pasuk Chav Vav it says Vayelach Ish, that man went Eretz Achitim, the land of the Chitim, Vayiven Eir, he built a city, Vayikur Shmo Luz, he called it Luz, he Shmo Arayamizeh, that is the name of the city until that this day. And as we're going to learn, anybody who lives in that city, the Malchamavis cannot take their life. And Rashi brings at the bottom of the right-hand column of Rashi, Kol Makom Shenemar, Ara Yomazeh, Lo'olam Ula'olme Olamim Hu. We learn out to the Gemara in Yuma Daf Nun Dalad learns that wherever it says in Tanakh Ara Yomazeh means for eternity. So this person with his family were able to live in the city of Luz for eternity. Apparently, there is the city of Luz in the world even today, where if a person goes there, he will not die. The Mefarshim explained, not that this man was such a tzaddik that he created the environment of Luz that nobody would die in the city, but rather Hashem made the city someplace in the world. Because of what he had done on behalf of the people of Menashe and Ephraim to show them the Mevoya Ir, which the Marsha explains, that's the whole purpose of Levoya, to make you succeed in your destination. So their destination was to find Mevoya Ir. He helped them in that trip to find the end, a good ending, that they found the Mevoya Ir, and through that they were able to capture the entire city. So in that schus, Hashem made it that he was able to stumble on the place in Eretz Achitim, which he made a city of Luz, which was on the spot where anybody living in that spot would not die. Tanya, he Luz Shetzoyv by Tchelis. Luz was the city where they had a terrific business, because everybody bought, even though The Ben Yoyada points out, the Gemara Megillah tells us that Chelus is found in Shevet of Zvulun, but they used to bring it to Luz, where the climate was very good, that they could dye. It was a very good climate to set the dye correct in the Beged of the Talus or the Tzitzis. That's where they dyed the Tcheles. He, Luz, it's the same city of Luz, Shabbos Secher V'Loi Bilbilah. Even though Secher have mixed up the entire world, taking people from one part of the world to the other, but Luz remained constant, because since the Pasuk says, Ara Yom Hazeh, from that we learn out that Rashi tells us that there was not Nisbal B'Loi Yidei Sancheriv. It didn't have new inhabitants from another place in the world. And Nebuchadnezzar V'Loi Hichriva. Nebuchadnezzar came and didn't destroy it. V'af Malcham Avos Ein Lo Rishus Laver Bo. The Malcham Avos is unable to come into the city of Luz either. Ella, Zekanim Shabbat, the elders, Bizman Shadat and Katzalem, when they've lived long enough, they can't stand it on this world anymore. Yoitz and Chutzachom, they just walk outside the ear. They hang Mesim and they died. The Gemara in Sukkah tells us an interesting story that Shlaim HaMelech had two servants, two scribes, and the Malach HaMavis was sad and he wanted to kill them. And Shlaim HaMelech thought that the Malach HaMavis is sad because they're such tzaddikim and they really shouldn't die, and he has a job to kill them. So Shlaim thought, you know what? I'll send them to the city of Luz, and they'll go into Luz, and they won't die. The Malach HaMavis won't be able to kill them, and then the Malach HaMavis will be happy because he doesn't want to kill them. So he sent them to Luz, and at the gate of Luz, it says the Malach HaMavis came and killed them. And you know why the Malach HaMavis was sad? Because the Malach HaMavis knew, the Gemara there is explaining that Ragle de Inish Arvinle, that the feet of a person are his orave. They make sure that he has to go wherever he's supposed to go. If the Malach HaMavis is supposed to kill the person in a certain place, that was the case here with these two servants of Shlaima. The Malach HaMavis was sad. He didn't know, how am I supposed to get them to the city of Luz? Because at the gates of the city of Luz, that's the place where Hashem, it was predestined that they should die at the gates of Luz. But they're here in the palace of Shlaima. That's why he was sad. So when Shlaima sent them to Luz, the Malach HaMavis was very happy because it worked out perfectly. The Malach HaMavis is never sad, even if he has to take a tzaddik. He was very happy at that moment because now the feet of those two scribes being sent by Shlaima, they came to their destination of getting killed at the gates of Luz, and that's where the Malach HaMavis did his job. We can learn a kavachaymer. This knani, shaloi dibur bepiv. He did not say where the gateway was. As we're going to learn in the Gemara further, he pointed or he mouthed the directions to get to the gate, the entranceway into the city. So he didn't say anything. V'loi halach paragu. He didn't even walk. Gor matzolaloi. He saved himself. Ulazaroi and his children. Adsoif until the end of time, as Rashi explains, because once they were living in the city of Luz, the Malach HaMavis could not kill them. So Misha Isa Levaya Baraglav, a person who accompanies, escorts somebody with his feet, Allah's come of a comma, certainly he'll get a schar, which is ainly shear. There is no shear kavachimer from this Knani. There was no shear to his schar because he and his descendants lived forever in the schus of showing them the entrance to the city. Bameh Haralem. Now the Gemara asks, how in fact did he show them? If he didn't say anything, how did he show them where the entranceway was? Chizki Omar Piv Ikem Lam. He made his mouth crooked. In other words, he mouthed the words of how to get to the entranceway to the city. Rabbi Yochan Omar Be'etzboi Haralem. He showed them with his finger, but he didn't say anything. Tanya Kavah said, Rabbi Yochanan. We learned like Rabbi Yochanan, Bishvil Sheknani Zeh Harab Etzboi. Because this Knani showed with his finger, Gor Matzol Loy Lazar. He caused Hatzalah for himself and his descendants until the end of time. But there is somebody who's going on the way. He doesn't have anybody else accompanying him. He asks the Torah. He should learn Torah. Torah will be his escort. They are a gracious accompaniment to your head. And chains to your neck. So we see that Torah is called Elavaya. Rabbi Shimon Levi also said, we're saying here various members of Rabbi Shimon Levi, Bishvil Avram sees because of the four steps, Shil Lava, Par Lavram, that Avram went together with that Pari went together with Avram. Shinam, right? The Pasuk says, Vayitzav, Alav Pari Anashim. Pari commanded his people, Vayishalchu Aitzav Esishta. The Pasuk continues, he sent Avram off with these people. He was accompanying them. Amistam, he accompanied them the way you're supposed to accompany someone, which is four Amis. Because of that, Nishtabed Bibon of Arba Meishana. So he was the nation, because the Rabban Hashem didn't say which nation we would go into Golus with, because he went these four Psias, his nation, Mitzrayim, was Zoycha, that Klal Yisrael had the Shibut in Mitzrayim. Shenem Rabban, Vadim Vigin Hoysam, Arba Meishana, Amr Abudom Rav, Kalam Alavis, Chavir Arba Amis, Beir Ena Nizik. If you were Malava, your friend, four Amis in the city, he didn't even go out into the countryside yet. He's still in your city. He's just starting his journey. So already he will have a protection. And the Das Kanim says that not only he will, but the person who's being Malava will also have protection. The Maral explains, why does he have protection? Because since you're going with him, you're trying to accompany him, you're showing that you don't want your friend hurt. So it's an Egeter of Ritzoyin Yirei of Yaseh, that the Rabbi Hashem does the will of the person who's accompanying you, because Hashem sees that he wants you to be protected. The way I explained before from Rav Ritterman's Zitzal, it's more of like a psychological boost to you, that even if I'm walking with you only in the city, you're going from city A to city B, and I start the trip four Amis in city A, but that already gives you encouragement that you can face the dangers that are along the way. Ravina Alvei L'Rav Bar Yitzchak Dal Amis Beir, he went with him four Amis in the city. Mati Lidei Hezekah, he had something, a potential hazard. He was saved because, as the Maral said, with Sarin Revi Asa, he had that protection, or he psychologically was able to face the danger. Tana Rabban, Harav le Talmud, how far does a Rav have to go with his Talmud when he's Malava him? More than Dalet Amis, Adi Bur Shalir, as Rashi explains, Bur Shalir we had in Sechta Shabbos and Erevin, which means the 70 and 2/3 Amis, that if there's a house that is separated from the rest of the houses of the city, you have up to 70 and 2/3 Amis that you're still considered the, so to speak, pregnant part of the city, the sticking out part of the city, and you're still connected to that city. He has to go with him, the Rav, with the Talmud, those 70 and 2/3 Amis to be Malavim. Chavar l'chavar, a friend to a friend, Atchum Shabbos, 2,000 Amis. Talmud l'Rav, a Talmud to a Rav, Ein lo shir, there's no shir. V'kama, and what is the shir? And all the before Hashem asked, you just said, Ein lo shir. Shir, how come you're turning around now and saying Vikamo, what is the shir? So the Be'er Sheva says that it doesn't make sense that a Talmud has to go with his Rebbe to the ends of the earth. So Ein Lo Shir means a long distance. It doesn't mean there is no shir at all. The Meroi Misod, the Netziv explains that there's Vikamo, at what point is it not called Levi anymore, and now it's called Noseya. Now you're traveling with him. Up to a certain point, we could say that when you're going with your Rebbe, you're being Malavim. Afterwards, if you're traveling with him, that's Noseya. How far is it still called Levoya? Amar Rav Sheish is at Parsa, which is 4 mils, 8,000 Amis. V'loy Amar, when do we say that? Shir Ela Rabbi Sheinim, if it's not a Rabbi that you learned Roiv of your Chachma from him. Aval Rabbi Mavik, if it's a Rabbi that you learned Roiv of your Chachma from him. Shloisha Parsois, then it is 3 Parsois, which would be 12 mil, which would be 24,000 Amos. Rav Kahana, Alvei L'Rav Simi Barashi, Mi Pumnara Ad Beit Sinsei de Bavel, until the place where they have palm trees in Bavel. It's a makom called Beit Sinsei. Kimatos, when they got to Beit Sinsei, Omar Lei, so Rav Kahana said to Rav Simi Barashi, Vadi Damrita, is it true what they say? Is it true that you said, Hani Sinsei de Bavel, these palm trees of Bavel, Mishnei Adam Arishin Es now, they're still here from the days of Adam Arishin. Omar Lei said back to him, Ad Kartan, you remind me, Milsa, something, the Omar Rav Yosef Rav Chanina, which Rav Yosef Rav Chanina said, Maidich Siv, what does it mean with that which is written in Yirmiyah, that you went into a midbar, Be'eretz lo yavar bo'ish, in a desert that no man ever passed through, v'lo yashiv adam sham, and no person settled there. So there's an obvious question, v'chi me'achar shlo yavar, if nobody ever passed there, heichan yashiv, how could he dwell there if he didn't pass there? Why did the pasuk have to say that? Elo eretz shegozer ala adam arishin liyishiv nes yashiva, a land that adam arishin said should be settled, was settled. Eretz shlo yagozer ala adam arishin liyishiv nes yashiva, a land that adam arishin did not say should be settled, was not settled. As Rashi explains, what the people said that these trees are here from the time of Adam HaRishon, they didn't mean they were actually planted in the time of Adam HaRishon, but it meant this area was made for the Kola, it was made for palm trees, it wasn't made for people to live in. So from when was that predestined? From the days of Adam HaRishon, because Adam HaRishon said this area of the world should be populated by people, this area of the world should not be populated by people. Where those Dekolim are was an area where Adam said people should not live there, only trees, and that's what was meant, that these are palm trees from the days of Adam HaRishon, meaning what Adam HaRishon was geyser, that it should not be populated by people. Rav Mordechai Alavi l'Rav Ashi me'Agrinya v'ad Be'Kefi. He went with him from Agrinya to Be'Kefi. The Amrulan, some say, ad Be'Dur, until Be'Dur. Arm Rav Yechim Shum Rav Meir. Kol Shedim Alavim Mislava. Whoever does not escort or is escorted, Ki'ilu Shafik Damim. It's as if he's involved in shedding blood, because we see such a story in the Navi. We find by Elisha that he went to the city and he made the water into sweet tasting water. It had been bitter, and the little boys used to had a business of selling good fresh water, and once he cured the waters, the boys went out of business. So we find the following story. If the Anshi Yerichai had escorted Elisha, the bears would not have come and started up with the small children, killing many of the small children. What does it say in the Navi? That Elisha alone, not being escorted by the important people of the city, went up to Beisel. He went on the way. And young Naorim, small ones, came out from the city. They made fun of Elisha. And they said to Elisha, go away, you bald one. Go away, you bald one. Alay, what they meant to say was, go away, shehikrachto alayna samakam, you made bald this place, meaning that we used to have a parnasa here, and now we're not getting any more money. We're bald from money, so get out of here, they were saying, making fun of him. Mayu norm tanim. The Gemara asks, what does it mean they were norm tanim? The Gemara's question is, were they norm or were they ktanim? Norm means they brought shtesars, they were already proven to be gdoilim, and ktanim means they did not bring shtesars. So were they norm or were they ktanim? Rav Lazar, shemanur menamit, they were empty from mitzvahs. That's what they were. Ketanim were empty from mitzvahs. That's what Na'orim means. Ketanim shahayim ketanim amana. They didn't have faith. That's Rashi explains. They thought if they don't have water, there's no other way for Hashem to give them parnasa. They should have had trust that Hashem would give them parnasa in a different way. Tanim Na'orim hayu. They were Na'orim. They were gedolim. But ubiz bezu atzvim ketanim. They cheapened themselves by mocking Elisha like young children. Maskel Rav Yosef v'dilma al shem ekaimen. Maybe they were Tanim, and you know why they were called Na'orim? Because they came from the city of Ne'uron. As we're going to see, there is such a city. That's what it means. Na'orim Tanim means Tanim from the city of Ne'uron. Me like Siv, don't we find a precedent for this? Because it says, V'aram Yatsu Gedudin, Aram sent out raiders, V'yishbu Me'eretz Yisrael, they captured from Eretz Yisrael Na'arik Tana, a small Na'ara. V'kashan, we had a question, Na'arik Tana, how could she both be a Na'ara and a Ktana? The Omer Rav Pedas, and Rav Pedas said, Ktana de Menurin, what it means, it's a Ktana from a place called Ne'urin. So just like over there, it's Menurin, from Nurin, maybe over here also. The answer is no, that here it can't be that shot. Why? Hussam Lemifarish Makarma. Over there it doesn't say where the girl was from. So we could say she was a Ktana from Nurin. But Hacham Afarish Makarma, as Rashi says, here it says clearly that they were from the city of Yericho, not Nurin. So that's why we had to give the different shotim that we gave before. Then the puzzle continues and says in the story of Elisha, Vayif and Achrav, he turned behind himself when he heard those children taunting him by Yar. Yarim, he saw them. Vayikalalim b'shem Hashem, he cursed them in the name of Hashem. What does it mean, Vayarim? Obviously, if he turned around, he saw them. Why does the pasuk have to say it? Ma ra, what did he see? Amarav ra mamish, he saw, it means literally looking, because when a chacham looks, it has an effect. Kedesani, we learned from the Breiser, Rav Shimon Galil Oimer, kol makim shenasu chachamim, wherever the chachamim set their eyes, they gaze, oimisayani, they cause either death, if they're doing it as a punishment, or poorness, so he caused death, because then the bears came and unfortunately killed many of those ketanim. Shmuel Omer, Shmuel says, you know what vayar means? Rosh akul nisabra ben imam b'yom kippur. He saw that all these children who had such low moral character, they were all conceived on Yom Kippur, because their mothers had relations with their husbands on Yom Kippur. So since they were created in an isser, because it's usser to have relations on Yom Kippur, so that's why that caused them to be the mockers of this great tzaddik Elisha. Rabbi Yitzchak Nafchomer, blurious role in Kamaroyim. The Amorim of that time used to have long ponytails, which were called blurious, and this was part of their avodah zarah, that the way that they served their avodah zarah. And there's an issur for a Jew to bechukasayim loyselaychu to have it, and they had it, and therefore they had done this wrong, and that's why they were chayv misa. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Rosh lahayspen lachluchas shal mitzvah. He saw that they did not have even a small little bit of wetness of a mitzvah. There was nothing there. There were dry bones of mitzvahs. Ask the Gemara, is that a reason to kill them? Maybe their descendants, their children, would have. Amar Rabbi Elazar, when Elisha looked, he saw loy bom, not in them, v'loy bizarim, not in their children, atzayf kol adaris, until the end of all generations. And that is why they were chayv misa, and the bears came and killed them.